Computers understand it, but is computer coding a foreign language as far as humans are concerned? Well, the Florida Senate says yes and has approved a measure that would allow high school students meet a foreign language requirement by taking computer coding. Idea is to get more students into computer science classes, but some folks aren't waiting. Robin Sussingham with State Impact Florida reports on a computer science advocate in Key West who's putting his own money into the push for computer literacy.
All members voted. Lock the board now so the
35 yeas, 5 nays, Mr. President.
The bill passes. Take it and read the next bill.
And with that, the Florida Senate overwhelmingly passed a bill that would allow high school students to substitute computer coding instead of Spanish or French and still meet their graduation requirements for 2 years of a foreign language. A similar measure is awaiting a hearing on the House floor and will be decided this week. The bill is not without opposition. State Senator Jeff Clemens summed it up this way.
We've removed so many opportunities for culture in our public schools. We're not requiring anybody to take art. We're not requiring anybody to take music. Basically, all we have left that teaches culture, that teaches us more about what other cultures are like, more about what the world is like, is the requirement to take a foreign language.
Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho is also an outspoken critic, telling the Miami Herald that in his view, coding and foreign language are not interchangeable. Carvalho says the bill would put college applicants at a disadvantage. While the bill requires state colleges to accept the coding credits in lieu of foreign language, most other colleges would still be expecting to see that students had taken a foreign language. Several civil rights groups have also released a statement denouncing the measure, calling it misleading and mischievous. But the bill's sponsor, Senator Jeremy Ring of Margate, says computer science is a basic skill that every student must have.
You cannot do a job in this world, construction, media, politics, law, medicine, whatever it may be, unless you have an understanding of technology, or you absolutely will be left behind.
John Padgett of Key West agrees. Padgett is the vice chair of the State Board of Education and founded a program called Monroe Computes, in which he pays kids in Monroe County to take computer classes. Padgett says Florida lags the rest of the country when it comes to computer science, and Monroe County, he says, is behind the rest of the state. He says he felt he had to do something.
What we saw was a real opportunity to jumpstart computer science and coding learning in Monroe County, and we're doing it.
Padgett and his partner, Jacob Decker, put $100,000 toward the program. They're paying students up to $500 to finish a Microsoft Office Specialist certification. He concedes that Microsoft Word or Excel are not really coding courses, but says it's a place to start and are sparking interest in going further. Keys Collegiate Academy senior Ryan Seco took Padgett up on his offer and lists the reasons why.
A, I get 3 college credits. B, it's a great skill to learn. And C, they were paying $500.
Seco says now he's teaching himself coding at home. Padgett says coding is a crucial skill, and he encourages any initiative to develop computer science learning in Florida. But how about the lawmakers' current proposal? Is coding a substitute for a foreign language? Padgett says no. It can't replace foreign language, which he says is a window to the wider world. For State Impact Florida, I'm Robin Sussingham in Tampa.